It's my pleasure today to welcome you to the ministry of Sermon and Song. I delight in the opportunity, I delight in the privilege to come into your home or place of business or automobile or wherever you may be listening today to fellowship with you around the precious Word of God. I do hope that you'll have your Bible open and be with us today, beginning with chapter 21 in the Gospel of John. These messages on the broadcast have been broken somewhat in their continuity for the past few weeks due to a voice condition that kept me from keeping them in continuity. But I do hope that they have been a blessing and will be a blessing to your heart as you listen. Now, at chapter 21, we have the beginning of the account where Jesus the third time appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. After his resurrection, he appeared to his disciples. This is the third occasion. Let's read these verses. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed himself. The Apostle John says now, after these other things that have just taken place, as we have been speaking of, and then he said, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples. He gave the location, the Sea of Tiberias, or the Sea of Galilee. It had both of these names. And then he says, here is how it happened. Here is the account. Here is exactly how this showing, this vision, not in the sense of ethereal vision, but this actual eyesight vision of the Lord Jesus Christ, here is how it took place. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Now there you have seven of the disciples. Judas hanged himself, that left 11. Now we have seven of those 11 here together by the Sea of Galilee. I do not know, the scripture does not tell us what they were doing, what they were talking about, but here they were together. They were assembled together here by the side of the Sea of Galilee. I would certainly be the last to say that they were assembled in the sense of worship for a church. There are those who would believe and do believe, and it's not really that serious, but they do believe that the church began with Jesus. Even some go so far as to say that Jesus was the pastor and the disciples were the special chosen deacons, you might say, of the church prior to the resurrection and prior to the day of Pentecost. My belief is certainly different from that. I do not believe these disciples were gathered out there by the Sea of Galilee for a worship service. I think they were just gathered and they were talking. I think surely they were discouraged. I think surely even though they had seen the Lord, even though he had already appeared to them twice before this, they still had not grasped the tremendous truth of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and what that was going to mean to their life and to their work for him. And so here they were gathering. We don't know what they were talking about, but they were gathered. Then Simon Peter saith unto them, verse 3, I go a-fishing. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. Now, evidently they were not in a worshiping mode. Evidently they were not there seeking the face of God as to what their next move should be. They were just talking among themselves, and Peter said, well, I'm going back fishing. Now, he did not say, I'm going sport fishing. He did not say, and this is not what he was doing. This is not the thing. Now, I love, let me put it that way. I like to fish. I enjoy fishing. I don't think there's certainly anything wrong with taking your fishing gear and whatever you might have and going to the river, to the lake, or to the pond and catching fish. And certainly hardly anything to eat is better than good fresh caught fish. So I enjoy fishing. But now I do it for pleasure. I do it because when I get the opportunity for the enjoyment of it, for the recreation of it, and then for the good of the meat after we do, if we do, catch the fish. But this is not the case here. The case here is Peter said, I'm going back to the old job. I'm not getting anything done here. We're just standing here idle. We're not doing anything. We are not going with Jesus and following him up and down the land as he preaches the word of God and serving him and waiting upon him as well as carrying the message of the gospel to others. He said, we're not doing anything. In his own mind, I'm sure this is what he felt. Here we stand, nothing's happening. I'm going back to the old job. I'm going back to fishing. It was a job with Peter to go fishing. That was his livelihood prior to the time that he left his nets and went and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, I'm going fishing. Now, this is his own decision. He was not told to do this. The Lord did not command him to do this at this time. This was not a decision that was made as a result of collaboration among these other disciples. Peter made this decision on his own. He just simply said, I am going back to the old job. And so much as to say, you fellas stay here if you want to. You fellas stand around waiting if you wish for something to happen, but he said, I'm going back to the old work. Now, there are ways in which we could commend Peter for this action. Now, I know he has been criticized, and I know, and I will, in this message, show you some flaws in this, but in one way, this can be, he could be praised a little bit for his ingenuity. He could be praised a little bit for his anxiety to get something done, to do at least something, not just stand idly by. Peter was a very impulsive person. It comes out in everything that we find out about him, everything that we read about him in the scripture. He was a very impulsive person. He acted, sometimes he acted, without thinking the thing through. Now, that's not good. Certainly you know that's not good, and I know that's not good. But I'd had rather see, as I've said on the other occasion, about Peter jumping out of the boat and walking on the water to Jesus, and even though he sank, I had rather see somebody get out of the boat and start toward Jesus and start to do something than to see others who just sit in the boat idly by and let happen what will. And yet Peter, though he was impulsive, yet he was active. He was ingenious. He was willing to work. He was willing to do something, and he wanted the job done, and he wanted it done right now. And he showed that in just about everything that we find out about him. So he said, I'm going fishing. I'm going back to the old job. I'm not going to just stand here and do nothing. I'm going back to the old job. Well, of course, this is a wrong decision for him to make. There's no question about that. It was a wrong decision for him to make, because after you one time step out to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, there should be no turning back. Now, our spiritual thought from that, our spiritual teaching from that particular verse of Scripture is that we must never turn back and go back to the old way. We must never go back to the old life after we have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and as our Lord. We should never turn our back on him. However tough it may get, however rough the road may be, let's don't go back. Let's keep going forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with us as we continue in these verses. They are very, very precious. Be with us tomorrow, and we'll appreciate your listening.